this morning, number one, right off the bat. Right. Just, you know, being chipper and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and the whole right thing. I mean, before we're even on the air, he's walking right in the door, ready to sit down, ready to go on the air, talk about the game.
Croissants, the whole thing. He had them all ready for
us. That's very impressive, Ty.
Not quite, but I did arrive with a good morning. So, but
well, after a win like that. I mean, yeah. Tom and I were just talking about it before you walked in here. We both believe that is by far and away your most complete win, and that includes the Tennessee game of the entire season. Because Tennessee, let's face it, they just handed stuff to you guys all day, and you guys cashed in. Yeah. But yesterday, playoff-caliber opponent, a team that needed to win to get their way into the playoffs, you guys needed to win in order to win the division and clinch everything, and you just smacked them.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a complete win and definitely a step in the right direction. You would like for that step in the right direction to start a lot earlier, but, you know, what better time to start in the right direction than now? And it's definitely a complete win there yesterday.
Ty, was there a sprinkle of doubt as the weeks passed? And, you know, you were rolling up wins against both Carolina, Buffalo, and a couple losses sprinkled in there, but they weren't the kind of, hey, we really put it together type wins where you feel good. Was there ever a sprinkle of doubt that you said maybe we are not going to be able to put it together this year despite the talent?
No, not really. I mean, because we've really been right there on the cuffs of putting it together, you know, and you just go all the way back to the, you know, some of the losses, everyone except probably maybe the Saints. But, you know, we've been in most of the games for the most part, and even the ones we've won, it was a battle to the end. And so, you know, I don't think it was any sprinkle of doubt anywhere there, and a win is a win is a win, you know. Yeah, in the NFL, man, no matter how you look at it, how you slice it up. So, you know, we just take them as they come.
We've talked so much about identity, and this team, you know, we've written, said it, and everything else, hasn't had one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's who are these guys out there? What are they going to be all about? Did yesterday's win, well, only one win, we don't overstate it too much, does it help you guys to say that's who we are, that's what we're about, that's what we can be?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it definitely says this is what we're capable of doing on a week-to-week basis, you know, due to the preparation put in prior to the game and things like that. So it definitely showed our capability of what, you know, we could do. So I definitely would say that.
Is this just a matter of practice? I mean, Tom talked this morning earlier about how last week he thought was the best week of practice all year long. Which is great, and you obviously picked a great time to be able to do it here toward the end of the season. But really, is it a matter of just simple reps, you think? And why, in your opinion, has it taken to this point in time, through 15, 16 weeks now, to start putting things together the way that you really maybe saw before the season started?
Well, I think, you know, practice is a big part of it, and I think, too, mental preparation is just as big of preparation as the practice part of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's been times where, you know, you can practice good and not totally put it together out there on the field as a team, whether it's due to the opposing team, you know, making it difficult or maybe you know, just maybe a communication or whatever, you know, not on the same page, all these things that you've heard before when a loss has come. So it could be a combination of things, you know. When things click, they click, you know what I mean, and you can't really put a finger on it. You know, everything's got to be, you know, working in sync with each other, from the coaches to the players to offense, special teams, and so on and so forth.
You just hope that at some point in time things click, period, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question.
I find surprising is that during a holiday week, Christmas week, you end up having the best week of preparation, best practices, as Brady said, as you've alluded to. Mm-hmm. How's that happen? You would think that would be a week in which focus can wander.
No kidding.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, you know, what you have, for the most part, a bunch of professionals. You got young guys sprinkled in there, too, and, you know, when – not much needs to be said when they see an older guy, older vet, conducting their business a certain way, and then they kind of tend to, you know, follow right in behind you. And, you know, we definitely sacrificed some time there on Christmas, and it paid off.
Is it almost as if, hey, if we're going to be into this for this week, if we're going to be working on Christmas Day, if we're going to be in here on Christmas Eve, We might as well sell out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, you know.
All in, baby.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if we were playing a game on Christmas, you You're know, in. What right. you going to do? You
yeah.
can't make
yeah,
an, you can't right. make an excuse. Well, I can't come to practice because this or that, you know what I mean? Or I can't play because of this and that. What you going to do, call the commissioner or something? You know what I mean? I can't play because, you know, we have a, you know, a family tradition, you know, and we like to eat and do this.
We're going
to
be eating during kickoff,
so,
if you don't mind.
Yeah, so you think you can push it back to, you know, 4 o'clock or, you know, maybe, you know, 6:30 probably work better because I got family flying in. You know,
give
you
me
know,
a chance to adjust my meal.
I don't know what that conversation will be like.
Let me talk to the networks on that, and I'll get back to you, Tom.
Right, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's a Patriots Monday here on Sports Radio WEEI. John Rook and Tom Curran in for Dale and Holly today. Ty Warren, Patriots defensive tackle, visiting with us here. Let's deal with a couple of matters of the game yesterday. Obviously, Jacksonville came in with a reputation of being a physical team, a team that certainly runs the football to a great extent.
Yeah.
Maurice Jones-Drew, I think, has certainly earned himself a spot as one of the top running backs in the game, and yet you guys managed to, while there was a little bend, you found a way to shut him down. And one of the things that I really liked most about yesterday is that you really changed some things schematically. You gave him some different looks, even against the run.
Yeah.
There were several times during the course of the game where you played zero down linemen. You had all linebackers and defensive backs in there, and they didn't look like they knew what to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe you can give us a bit of an idea then what you guys were working on and what you were talking about during practice and what you thought would cause them the most trouble.
Well, I think it's always, you know, I've at this point of the season, everybody's pretty much showing their hand. From a defensive standpoint, I know what they like to do from an offensive standpoint. They did what they do from an offensive standpoint.
Right.
So in that case, you want to change it up. You don't want to be, you know, too predictable going into the game. You want to give them something different, something that's going to affect their communication on the line of scrimmage, something that's going to affect the audible they might want to call. And and that's what we did. And, the guys, you know, just did a good job, came up with some nice interceptions, some nice sacks, some nice tackles. It was just a complete game defensively. And, just definitely something we can build on.
Was it the best game of the year for your defense?
I don't know.
I mean, I realize you pitched a shutout, you know, earlier, but still.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was pretty
complete. He only got 63 yards.
Yeah.
Garage, you know, completed, but he only threw for a buck 85. He got two picks out of him.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's definitely a good game, and I think the fact that the offense had the type of game they had didn't hurt either. You know what I mean? I mean, I think one helped the other. You know what I mean? They had opportunity to go back out there numerous times, and they capitalized numerous times on the times they had.
Listen to me. Bill talks about these complimentary games, and I'm just jumping in because one thing that I thought was tremendous, we haven't seen a ton of this year, was after we had a goal line fumble from Lawrence Maroney, you guys were able to come out defensively, come up with a 3rd-and-1 and a 4th-and-1 stop. And that seems to be sometimes this year, you guys, for instance, in Miami, were able to kick the Dolphins' offense off the field, but your offense wasn't able to stay on the field.
Mm-hmm.
This seemed like a complimentary game in which you helped each other out. How much does that affect the team's overall mental state?
I think it does. I mean, kind of what I was talking about when I said things are clicking.
Yeah.
And you know, and we're talking complete games and all that type of stuff. But, you know, it definitely helps when everybody's complimenting each other. You know, when you're not giving the team a short field, short real estate to try to conquer, or stopping them on third downs and 4th-and-1s, like you said, and giving the offense another opportunity to go score. You know what I mean? And them going to score and putting points on the board, taking them out of what they like to do best, which is run the ball. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely it always helps. And when everything's clicking like that from a complimentary standpoint.
Well, you're certainly able to get some pressure on Garrard yesterday because obviously you guys forced him into some bad throws. You got a couple of picks out of the deal. And anytime I know that anytime the defensive backs get picks, you guys obviously deserve part of the credit because that means you're getting pressure usually, you know, on the quarterback. And that's what you wanted to do. At least it seemed to me from the very early get-go that the idea here was to make Garrard as uncomfortable as possible. He's a big physical quarterback. He can take the pounding. He likes to pull it down and run when he gets the opportunity to do that, and yet you guys were able to make him wiggle enough to where he just wasn't sure what was coming. So right. That, I thought, was a particularly good part of the game plan.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. The guys definitely did a good job of putting pressure on him. Nikovic.
I thought Derek Burgess had a pretty good game getting in there yesterday, too.
Yeah, I mean, everybody. I mean, you know, you talk about all the linebackers being in there. You know, it's one thing if you got and two tackles and another and lined up out there, and then you got what you have seen here in the past couple weeks, and you can't really distinguish where this guy's going to come from or where he's going to line up or where he's coming from or is he going to drop. Or, you know, there's a lot of stuff to think about there. And the execution has been real good, you know, due to that.
Mm-hmm. You guys have a philosophy here, and include we saw it in 2007. You're basically going to play every game, and it happened. I think one of the best games of this decade has been the Week 17 game against the New York Giants. That was, as hokey as it might sound, kind of a celebration of football because neither team had anything to play for.
Right.
Ends up being a 38-35 game, an epic. First off, do you anticipate playing full next week, or do you know what Bill Belichick will ask you to do?
I think it's really good. You know, my case is different than most, and right on down the line. And so, you know, I think it's really going to just come down to how I feel, you know, approach the medical staff would like me to take, and then ultimately what Bill feels. So
you could use it, though.
I mean, yeah, it depends. You know, it depends if – if going out there going to set you back for the playoffs, if you're an injured player, then I don't know. But if you're not going to set yourself back, then that's cool. You know, I was out there a little bit yesterday. I didn't set myself back.
Right.
So
it's an interesting balance, though. I mean, and this is going to be discussed all week long. You know, you're going to get a million questions. This is just the first of hundreds, literally, this week about whether or not you're going
to
play.
Good. Going back underground.
I'm not taking this anymore.
Groundhog's Day, baby.
Yeah, but see, I like that. We got him first here. All right, but here's the thing. You know, and I heard Tom mention this earlier this morning as well, and I think it's a great point. You know, sometimes you like to feel like, you know what, we're just starting to kind of get things rolling a little bit here. You just had your best week of practice. You just had a dominating performance against a playoff-caliber team, and now you want to shut it down. It hardly makes sense. So really, you almost have to wager and put down, all right, these guys can go, these guys can't, and really shouldn't. So let's play the guys who can go and the guys that can't shouldn't go. It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Well, I mean, yeah, and, you know, ultimately that's the coach's decision to make. You know, and he's going to do what makes sense, but in no way, shape, or form do we plan on just laying it down just because. And, you know, and Tom mentioned the Giants game being the epic game back in 2007. You know, no team had a reason to be playing, but we played, you know what I mean? And I think at the end of the day, it definitely helps your team as far as staying from a repetition standpoint, game experience, and definitely building on what you've seen here in the past couple of weeks. So.
Well, you brought it up, Ty, so I'm glad you brought it up because obviously you guys played that Giants game and to get to 16-0. How do you feel about what the Colts did yesterday in basically shutting it down after they had a 15-10 lead over the Jets? And if that had been you, would you have been pissed?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say this. Now, looking at the game yesterday, I don't think there's a player on that team that didn't want to go 16-0. And I'd sit back and watch, football tonight on NBC.
Football Night in America.
Night in America.
There you go.
You know, Dungy even admitted it that, you know, yeah, the players would be pissed off.
And of course, they would
want to go 16-0. You know, they've broken a couple records this past year with where we had the consecutive winning streak, and they topped that. And I'm sure those players, being the rivalry that we have, they would have loved to go 16-0. So. Yeah, I mean, Peyton looked like he was about to cry.
You could tell he was upset. He was visibly upset. And frankly, I felt for him. I don't feel for Peyton Manning too much. I have the utmost respect for him, for everything he has done. Yeah. I know you guys share that respect.
Yeah.
But boy, did I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I mean, I've hung out with Peyton before, and then, he always had that little funny frown, in his helmet, and then I really couldn't tell if he was crying or not.
That's your job to give him that frame.
Right. When he got stripped, when the backup got stripped and they scored, and he looked like he was about to drop to his knees and weep. But
you put so much into it, and
that's why you felt bad.
You sat there. I'm sure the Colts were in there on Christmas Eve. I'm sure the Colts were in there on Christmas Day, and they were preparing. Is there, as a player, a need for an explanation from the coaching staff or somebody in the organization to say, listen, I know you're pissed off, but ...
Yeah, I mean, you know, Bill good with that, I'm sure Caldwell was good with that. You know, Peyton said it at the press conference after the game that this was the plan going into this week. And, you go 16-0 and, you know, you get knocked out the first round of the playoffs. I mean, the second round,
yep.
They'll have a bye. I mean, was it worth it? You know what I mean?
That makes no sense to me.
All for what? You know what I mean?
They got a bye, though.
Then they said the fans would love for them to go 16-0, and, you know.
But that's beyond the fans, though, Ty.
Yeah, I know the fans and maybe some other people. I don't know. But initially, maybe that, you know, that would probably, you know, quench their thirst a little bit. But I think they probably would rather have a chance to win the Super Bowl and possibly win the Super Bowl rather than go 16-0. So
understood.
Is there a sense of self-pride? I know the 2007 season didn't end up exactly as you guys might have wanted, but is there a sense of pride that you guys take in saying we are still the only franchise to have gone
16-0?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I can't say a smirk didn't come on my face there.
Did it look like Peyton's?
The Saints a week ago. No, it didn't look like Peyton's. It was more of a upward, you know, a upward you. It wasn't
a
downward.
There's a little curve the other way on the end of that smile. Okay.
Yeah, so, definitely a smirk comes to your face, you know, being that, you know, you were, you know, in history for that right there.
It's not easy just in terms of the teams who come gunning for you like Baltimore did in 07, but it's hard because of the decisions you have to weigh and the sellout that you have to give when every team is coming at you that hard. Is that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like no win is easy, you know what I mean? And the only way a win is easy if you prepare for it and you put forth the effort prior to that game to go in there and do what you do to make it easy. So nothing's easy, man, and, you know, still what they've done is still a great thing, and they're still in position to do some things in the playoffs, and they're going to be one of those teams to look out for in the playoffs. So, you know, we'll see where it goes.
All right, let's give you a final one then. Obviously, you've got Houston on the road this week, the final game of the regular season before you guys get your shot in the playoffs. You know you're going to get to play at home in the playoffs, which is a good thing as well. How do you prepare, knowing that you really have nothing to play for in terms of standings?
Yeah.
Does that make it tougher this week?
You know, as I said before, you know, you can't rest everybody, no matter, you know, what's on the line, whether it's something on the line or not. You know, what is on the line is the opportunity to continue to build on what's happened here over these past couple weeks. And, get the repetition in, the practice in, the game experience in. Even if that's with young players, you know, that still helps in the playoffs because you never know when a guy might go down or you know, what may happen. So everything that's happening here over these past couple of weeks and yesterday is a step in the right direction. You know, you just continue to build on that. There's no reason to, you know, not build on that. So I look at the Texans game like any other game, you know.
Well, you get a chance to go back home.
Heading home.
Yeah, nice, man.
That's good. You deserve it after all this work.
it's so much sarcasm going through that right
you
now.
You saw right through that. For the record here, he saw right through that one.
Oh, man. I know, Tom. I've been, even though, you know, I ain't in the front of the line to talk to the media all the time in the locker room. I know, Tom. Man, we go back a little bit.
We do.
Well, Ty, we appreciate your taking the time to come in here and visit with us today. And have a good week of preparation and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Have a great night.
Happy New Year.